AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Humans and Vulcans are in mourning.
I find your arguments strewn with gaping defects in logic.
Leonard Nimoy, known around the world as Spock on Star Trek, has died.
Leonard Nimoy's family says he died in Los Angeles of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Nimoy was running an acting studio in the mid-1960s when he was cast as Mr. Spock, the pointy-eared, hyperlogical first officer of the Starship Enterprise. A Vulcan, Spock was the only non-human member of the crew. Though the original Star Trek TV series lasted only three seasons, the role followed Nimoy the rest of his life. He reprised it in the Star Trek movies, and people greeted him on the street with the split-fingered Vulcan salute, which Nimoy took from a Jewish priestly blessing for 50 years. Leonard Nimoy was 83. I'm Warren Levinson.
Lawmakers are trying to avoid a partial shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security. The AP's Jerry Bodlander reports funding runs out at the end of the day today.
By a vote of 68 to 31, the Senate approved a bill that would fund the department through the end of September. The House approach is a three-week extension. Neither contain language blocking the president's executive action on immigration. The House vote was expected to be tight, since many conservatives wanted that language included, and Democrats prefer the longer term. In a sign of possible problems, the House recessed instead of going to a vote.
Police in Tyrone, Missouri say a man shot and killed seven people going from house to house overnight. The gunman was later found dead, apparently a suicide. The AP's Jim Salter is in Houston, Missouri.
We know that there's a woman who died of apparently natural causes, not of a gunshot, and it's still being determined if her death is actually connected to this whole thing.
In Massachusetts, Bill Cosby's lawyers are asking a federal judge to throw out a defamation lawsuit filed by three women who accuse him of decades-old sexual offenses. Wall Street stocks are now lower. The Dow is down 28 points. This is AP Radio News. President Obama says the outbreak of Ebola in Liberia appears to be under control. The AP's Mark Smith is at the White House.
Though he cautions Ebola is still a worry in neighboring Guinea and Sierra Leone, the president says in Liberia the outbreak's receding and life is returning to normal.
Children are beginning to go back to school. People are beginning to go back to soccer matches.
He spoke during a meeting with President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who says the dispatch of thousands of U.S. troops helped to turn the tide.
That made a critical difference in sending a strong message to the Liberian people.
Still, both leaders warn against complacency and say there's a ways to go before Ebola is wiped out. Mark Smith at the White House.
Vice President Joe Biden says he is battling a bad cold and has abruptly canceled a trip today to Uruguay. The vice president plans to move ahead with a later trip to Guatemala. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.